Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Hall moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Green reaches second base with a double. Alvis goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott fires to first and picks off Houser. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verhaals takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Allen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis scores. It's 3-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Vic Power pinch hits for Don Mincher. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Green reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow pinch runs for Gene Green. Bill Daly now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Bob Allen. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Kindle steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Al Luplow now playing right field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the mound. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.